This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen, and I am not ashamed to admit this holiday season, some of my dear friends and family members will receive gifts which I previously received from someone else. It's called regifting, and with more on the topic, here's independent producer Vanessa Romo.
Chances are, opening presents around the Christmas tree tomorrow, you'll be surrounded by two types of people. Regifters, and those who believe regifters should be carted off to an igloo colony. I know which parka-wearing camp I'm in, but what about the rest of the world? Or rather, what about a random sample of coffee shop goers and gym worker outers?
I teach etiquette to children and young adults, and regifting is one of my favorite topics.
Am I a regifter? Well, until 5 minutes ago, I imagined regifting was re-giving a gift, but I wasn't too sure.
Regifting?
But since I heard you talk about it, am I a regifter? No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Regifting. Never. I think it's tacky.
I'd say that my mom is a very wonderful candidate for somebody who would regift. Well, it's not even that she's a candidate. She is a regifter.
Are you a regifter?
I am indeed.
Tell me why you're a believer in regifting.
Oh, recycle, reuse, save the planet.
Once you've been raised from a parent who lived through the Great Depression, then it's pretty normal.
I tend to take all of the kind of random gifts that I get throughout the year and just kind of store them for potential gifts for Christmas.
And I got some dish towels recently that I'm going to re-gift at Christmas with baked goods.
Well, she'll take cards that people have attached onto a Christmas or a birthday present, and then generally she'll cross off the name and then write somebody else's name onto it.
Boxes of chocolates, colored pencils, the works.
Like a little baby outfit.
What is your intention? Is it just to get rid of something that you absolutely don't want? Or is it something you really like, can't use, have no use for, that you can genuinely give?
In Christmas of 2006, one of our lovely members here at the YMCA gave my cousin Chris some earrings, and he passed them off to our business manager, and she gave them to me the day before yesterday and recommended that I give them to my girlfriend. And I don't have a girlfriend, all the ladies out there.
I think that would suck.
I think our culture, we're just not taking the time to get to know our family and our friends to what I really think you might want.
Because I gave it to you with all my heart and then you give it to somebody else. Do you know anybody who'd been busted doing that?
My dad.
One of my friends.
I do know a girl who received a gift from a nun, and she gave that gift to her sister. And then I was at the party where the sister returned it to the nun. True story.
In terms of the etiquette of it, is it proper etiquette?
You know what? I do kind of think it's tacky.
I personally think that it is a very functional thing, especially in this economy.
I am not as embarrassed as I would be if I didn't have a gift ready when I received one. I feel like it's far better to be prepared for these type of situations.
I think we all might all be receiving re-gifts this year.
So, if you're lucky enough to get presents this year, may they be exactly what you wished for. Even if it came from Aunt Susie's boss's cousin's friend's sister.
That was independent producer Vanessa Romo. She spoke with Don DeGroot, Mario Alvarado, Alex Becker, Martha Cordova, and Lawrence Epps.